All right, we are speaking once again to John Urbanchuk, economist with LECG LLC. And John, you've been a busy guy in the ethanol industry lately, doing studies and reports and telling us, you know, some of the economic realities about ethanol. And here in Missouri, this latest report, you looked at the impact of the 10% ethanol mandate here in the state. What did you find out?
Well, what we found, and we looked at really three things. We tried to get an estimate of what the impact was in 2007. The mandate went into effect in 2008, so this year 10% or all the gasoline in Missouri sold has 10% ethanol. Last year, the Department of Transportation estimated that 70% of the gasoline was voluntarily blended with ethanol. So using actual data for 2007, we calculated that the savings for Missouri roughly was about 7.7, 7.8 cents a gallon. Works out to about $156 million for consumers across all of the gasoline sold. And then we looked at 2008 moving forward using current information for prices and then projections by the EIA, Energy Information Administration, going forward. And we concluded that for 2008, the savings are about 9.8 cents a gallon, works out to about $73 for every driver in Missouri. And when you go forward in time, the savings are about 7.2 cents a gallon. And when you think about the fact that there are about 3 billion gallons of gasoline sold in Missouri a year and used in Missouri, that's not an inconsequential amount of savings for consumers. So E10 has a positive impact on Missouri consumers.
This should be good news for our consumers who are watching. We saw our gas prices go up 20 cents here just in the last week in Missouri. So this is having, what you're saying, is this directly impacting the pocketbooks of Missouri consumers.
That is exactly right. And a thing to keep in mind that people have to realize is that ethanol expands the amount of fuel that's available for them to use. And by doing that, it helps keep prices, if not reduce them, it keeps them from going up faster than they otherwise would. And that translates into a savings for consumers.
Now, with all the talk about higher food prices, when it's pretty much agreed by most economists, even the ones who want to attack ethanol, that energy prices and higher oil prices are definitely the biggest factor when it comes to food prices. If ethanol is having an impact in the state and in the nation on lowering or helping fuel prices not go up as much as they would, is that also translating into food prices?
Well, clearly it does help. I mean, when you get reduced cost for transportation fuel, that does relieve some of the pressure. But you're right. Energy prices play a much greater role in determining food prices at the grocery store than does any one individual raw material ingredient such as corn. And that's an important factor to keep in mind as well.
Now, I heard one of the lawmakers here say, he was talking about the energy efficiency, and he pointed out something that I think needs to be pointed out as well. When we talk about the energy efficiency of ethanol or biodiesel, they never talk about the energy efficiency of oil and moving oil into gasoline. Compare that for me a little bit.
Well, that's a really, really important thing to keep in mind, and you're absolutely right. Studies that have been done by the Department of Energy, Department of Agriculture, point out that biodiesel has a very, very high energy efficiency, more than 3 to 1. It generates more than 3 times as much energy that it takes to produce. Ethanol in the United States made from corn produces about 70% more energy than it takes, so it's got a 1.7. And that's field to wheel, if you will. When you compare the same thing for oil and petroleum gasoline from oil field to gas tank, the energy efficiency is less than 1. It's between 0.85 and 0.9. Keep in mind that it takes a lot of energy to find it, to drill it, to recover it, to move it by tanker around the world, to refine it, to take the refined product and distribute it. And when you add all that up, the estimates are that it's less than 1. So the biofuels really come out way ahead in terms of energy efficiency.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.